All right. So, I mean, how do we want to start this off?
Hello, my name is Rosa.
Hi. Oh, were you going to say your major or something?
Oh, I guess is this like a class where we talk about like...
I mean, I guess so.
I guess we can go.
We need to know who we are.
Okay, so... Ooh, I don't want to
be... We should probably start it over, though.
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Should we? Because we want to make it raw, so...
Okay, I mean...
Well, Ariana, you go first, and then...
We said raw. Okay, well, my name is Ariana Mendez. I'm a political science student. I'm a senior ready to graduate.
My name is Rosa Santana Cruz, and I'm a junior political science major.
I'm Carmen. I am a junior. I'm a political science major and an African American studies minor.
Oh, you say it, girl.
Okay. Oh, I forgot.
Say
my
with
minor.
Your chest.
My name is Kafala Karoma. I'm a senior. I'm about to graduate my year, and I'm also a political science major, majoring in pre-law.
Should we set our concentrations?
We're all pre-law.
Pre-law and global politics.
Let's well, my minor is psychology, too.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wait, you minor in psychology?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay.
So, basically, we want to make this podcast just to be able to talk and give us a space for us to have an open discussion about politics and racism, systemic oppression, and just anything else that, you know, we feel
needs to be addressed.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously this is our first time ever doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So please be patient with us because we're learning. So what do you guys want to talk about today?
What's on our list?
Yeah, we have a list. Oh, I got two clues.
I don't know.
How about we talk about
I think our first experiences.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about
that. It's a little raw. I don't really know what my first experience is, so it's like...
I remember mine with racism, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember mine was when I lived in Florida, mm-hmm. it was like everybody was Latino, mm-hmm. and we were very secluded and like... Our parents really like protected us, so I never like experienced that before. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to North Carolina, and it was when I first started hearing, you know, like people call me Mexican. And I'm Colombian Puerto Rican, and you know, instead of getting angry with, you know, white people, I would get angry with like Mexicans, because I was like, why are you comparing me to them? Like, what's up with that? And you know, now, you know, as I got older, I started realizing that they purposefully did it to make us compete with each other and to separate us. And you know, as Latinos, you know, we're supposed to be united because we all come in like, you know, in different colors and different, you know, país or like countries. So, you know, now I realize that, you know, as minorities, we need to be together and helping each other, you know, out to gain, you know, equality and equity within our system.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I'm Mexican, so I know I've had friends before who were not Mexican and they would get mad. They're like, why is everyone calling me Mexican? It's kind of like not a lot of people are educated about the different countries, and mm-hmm. we're Mexicans are not the only immigrations that are immigrating to America. Like, it's all different types of races.
How about you, Carmen?
I want Kafala.
Oh, Kafala.
Like, thinking here.
Well, I guess the racism, when I think about, I guess Carmen can relate as well. The difference between light skin and dark skin, I feel like in the media, there's kind of this pushing of light skin people against dark skin people.
Mm-hmm.
And as you notice in like films and movies and stuff like that, how they always go for the roles for the light skin and the dark skin. Because I guess, I don't know what the reason is, but they want to put it off to the viewers as more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And just growing up, just being darker skin, I was always make jokes with my friends saying, you're light skin, you're soft and stuff like that. But I guess I really took it serious, like how there's actually a divide, and we seem to joke about it, but it's not really a joke. It's really going on. And I know some people that are struggling because they don't feel worthy.
Yeah.
They think they're less than because they're darker skin. And I'm just here to tell you that, no, your black is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, aww. That's great.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, that was so good that you brought up the media, because I mean, remember what happened in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Or in Family Matters.
Oh, yeah.
They changed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, everybody saw that. Everybody knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. Light skin on Viv was trash, though. But
oh,
that was loud.
Yeah, that was loud.
Shoot, sorry about that, guys. But I think, like, you know, colorism is definitely a way that they constantly oppress us. Mm-hmm. You know, because, and I'm sure, you know, Rosa, you can relate. You know, we're both kind of light skinned Latinas.
Yes.
So we always I always hear that, you know,
you're not Hispanic. Like,
oh yeah,
okay.
You're not enough.
Like,
and it's hard. But then it's like the other way around, where we recognize that we have a privilege that, you know, dark skinned Latinos don't get, mm-hmm. and they don't have. I recognize that I'm probably not going to get stopped by the cops over, like, my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Just how it is.
Yeah. That's Carmen, you want to take over?
You want to take over, Carmen?
This is so sad. This is making me sad.
Yeah. It's a sad topic.
So serious.
But no, like Kafala said, there's such a division in, like, between light skin and dark skin. Like, I don't even think when I was growing up, I recognized that I was darker than, like, the other girls, because so I have a sister, she's like fair skinned and I'm like darker, and it's like, oh my god, y'all are sisters. Like, when I introduce her, like, are y'all real sisters? It's like, yeah, we're real sisters. So it's kind of, it's like really sad, like, growing up, and then all the light skinned girls are, like, known as pretty, so it's like, okay, if they're pretty, then what are dark skinned girls?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just really sad. So
I just think I think it's crazy that that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it's even really, like, that. I think it's, like, how the media, how Kafala said the media portrays it, because, mm-hmm. like, that's basically what they're pushing for.
Yeah. And so, you know, like, it makes us wonder how, like, how do we change that if we don't have control of the media? Because, you know, obviously the media is free to do, like, just whatever they want.
Yeah.
So if they want to be racist and discriminatory, they can. And, you know, even when people start canceling things, like the whole, like, canceling, I remember when everybody started canceling Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or, like, and things like that, it doesn't actually do anything, because people are still going to buy Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm. And you're still going to buy Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll last, like, maybe a
week. I'm not
going
to lie, I buy Victoria's Secret. They have quality underwear.
And quality bras.
They're expensive, though.
They are expensive. So it makes me wonder, though, like, how can we change the system? Because if we can't change the media, I mean, like, what do we do?
That's a good question. How would we change the media?
Yeah.
Because it's like, even if you do, like, have, like, a black woman, it's like the same black woman used in every movie.
Lupita.
Yeah.
Right,
like,
there.
When are we not going to have Lupita anymore?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the next black girl to be in everything?
Or, like, Viola Davis.
Yeah.
I just think it's sad that, like, they have token black people and token Latinos. Mm-hmm. And
that's very true.
And, you know, this is not even, you know, saying, like, I don't even think I can account or even remember a Native American or an Asian.
Yeah.
Or just anything else. I think it's just, I mean, like, hello, what's her name? She played someone with Scarlett Johansson. Couldn't even find an Asian woman to play.
She had a lot of backlash for that, too.
She did get a lot of backlash. And I think that's important, though. I think we need to show them that, like, you know, this is a problem. You know, we're not going to be silent about the fact that we don't have representation in the media. Mm-hmm. And when we do, you know, they fetishize us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of gross. It is gross.
I agree.
And I wanted to say also, like, to bring up just, like, how we would handle, you know, like, within our own departments, like, you know, for school. I think all of our teachers are white.
That's so true. You know, when I first became a political science major, I was mainly scared that I was going to be the only black girl. And it's like, wow, I see a lot more women and, like, black women in my classes than I ever expected.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the same for me. I mean, me and you can relate. There still really isn't that many Hispanics within the political science major at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, why?
Yeah, it is, like, why?
And we have no people of color in the department.
I mean, we really don't. None of our teachers And I think that's so sad.
It is.
And then, you know, I think of Congress, and I will give it to them that, you know, we have more women today in Congress than ever before.
Cortez.
Oh, yeah, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What an icon.
An iconic.
Yeah, woman. she's changing the game. She sure is. But I think just, you know, like for us, there's not enough minorities. There's not enough color. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, look at our presidential history. One black president.
Yeah.
How long have we been?
He was an American.
And yeah, they try to say he was an American. And we've been a nation for how long?
Yeah. And the sad thing is, when the one black president gets voted in, it's like, oh, our country's not racist. We guys voted Barack Obama. Yeah. Like, that's supposed to be the token black guy. Like, mm-hmm. that's supposed to excuse all the things going on in the past. I feel like we should continue, like, to set this precedent of minorities should be in these positions.
Yeah.
To show, like, our future children that you can do more than just regular jobs. You can aspire to be at these top levels of government.
Yeah. And on top of that, we haven't had a female president.
Oof.
And there are female presidents in other countries. So yeah. It's not like...
I think we're the last country to have a Germany. Female president.
Germany has a chancellor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Chancellor Merkel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I feel like America spews constantly that we're a democracy and we're free and, you know, we have equality, but, you know, our system is broken.
Yeah.
You know? It is. And it's sad to think about that. You know, and you know, people are like, oh, well, you should be grateful that you live in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But how can I respect a nation that doesn't respect me?
Yeah.
You still get looks.
Yeah.
All the time, especially if you speak a different language, not specifically mm-hmm. Spanish, just any language. Speaking Chinese, Japanese.
And you know what? I'm sorry, but people that are bilingual, they know two languages, and you're trashing that.
I'm very jealous. Yeah.
You can only speak one language.
I mean, when you think about it, I have to spend more money in school taking Spanish. If I just already knew it, I would be so happy.
But you know, the perfect time to learn Spanish or any other language is when we're young.
Yes.
But isn't there like a saying for like people who only know one language, though? Like in America, I think there is. I don't know what it is, though.
Monolinguals?
I don't know. I gotta figure it out though.
But it's I remember, I think it was a couple of years ago, they actually took out the Spanish department from my little brother's elementary school. They're not even teaching like the kids how to speak another language now.
Wow. Yeah. For real?
And they're the most susceptible at that age.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's like they demonize us and demonize other languages.
I think the one thing that really makes me mad is when they see someone else speaking a different language and they're like, this is America, speak English. It's mm-hmm. like, no, this is America. We can do what we want.
Exactly.
Like,
and if I remember quite correctly, English wasn't even the first language in America.
Yeah.
It was the languages of the native tribes.
Yes.
So if we really wanted to say, you know, this is America, let's speak the correct language, it would be, this is America, let's speak, you know, Native American.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. I don't know the actual languages. Correct me if you can. If you know, correct me. But yeah, I think that sucks. And it's like, you know, I think of where, you know, America is today and think of where it was, you know, when my abuelos came
mm-hmm.
to the United States. And I think of the, you know, what they had to go through. Because I'm sure that they had a harsher time than mm-hmm. I did.
Yep.
And I don't even just mean it for, you know, Latinos. I mean it for all minorities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hasn't... How long has it
Especially
been...
Especially in school.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're supposed to feel, like, comfortable in school. And it's like... I mean, you spend the majority of your whole life in school, and now you're in a place where you're uncomfortable. Like, that sucks.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy, too, is, like... Just talking about school and like racism, but textbooks are always written in a way that
mm-hmm.
uplifts America, at mm-hmm. least for, you know, us.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you guys remember when we were being taught the Civil War? It was the North versus the South,
mm-hmm. yes.
and what were they fighting for? States' rights. And if you argue that, everybody's like, oh, it was state rights, it wasn't about slavery. What was the state right that they were fighting for? Slavery. I mean, you're literally, you're agreeing with us by denying, mm-hmm. you know, the actual truth. And it's crazy that, you know, America's hiding its shame. Mm-hmm. And you know that they're taking out, they're actually taking out, I had told Rosa, they're taking out the Trail of Tears in certain textbooks.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most important thing that they should know. Know that America did that to
a genocide.
Mm-hmm. A whole race.
I can't believe that.
And we're still oppressing them today. Yeah. To this day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the North Dakota pipeline. It was just last year. Nobody's talking about it anymore.
I mean, how are we going to teach our kids?
Right.
But they're just going to be oblivious to what happened in history. Like, come on.
And Germany holds, you know, handled their, how they handled the Holocaust.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, you can't even talk about the Nazis, and you can't talk badly about Jews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Germany admits its shame, but America doesn't. But America is a powerhouse, and we're supposed to be the... Huh?
Can you pause it?
All right. I don't know where we left off.
And we're back.
And we're back. Sorry for that short pause. They don't know. We know we could just...
don't know we had a pause.
I know. We could have just...
Oh, yeah. We could have just edited.
But it's okay.
I mean, we could have paused it and then... went back to see what we said, and then
it's too late. Yeah, it's too late now.
Well, now we know that we could, we can.
Yeah.
But
like we said, it's going to be a raw first take, you know.
What should we talk about now? On a lighter note. Well,
I did want to mention, or I just wanted to ask you guys what it was like. For you growing up personally, in the sense of whenever in school, and I know you guys probably still get it today, but like anytime slavery was brought up in class, who was looked at immediately, or who would be asked a question immediately?
Well, of course Black people were looked at like in a weird way, but I think growing up we didn't really talk about slavery like what you were saying, like the whole Civil War was based off of fucking slavery, so it's like we had like a small section when we talked about that was like, oh, slaves, and then the war, North and the South, and that was nothing.
Or we say it's like civil rights too, because I know.
Yeah, I mean, every time I feel like I get really sad when people talk about slavery, because it's like they can't understand like how it felt. Like white people can literally go through their whole generational like timeline and like see where they come from, and it's
that's
like
right.
For Black people you can't know where you came from, like you're starting your generation like right now. So it's like that's their privilege.
Yeah.
And they don't even recognize that, like that's a privilege to see like who you come from, who your people are, and we don't have that.
I'd say personally for me, when the conversation about slavery kind of happened, because for you guys that don't know, my parents are from Sierra Leone, West Africa. So I'm like the definition of an African-American, like legit. So like whenever the topic about slavery came up, people would look towards me and be like, oh, you were really affected because you had African grandparents and African parents and their slavery and stuff like that. And I was like, although that's not the case, I still understand what the slaves went through. Like, And I hate the fact when people are like, oh, that happened 200, 300 years ago. We're past that. Like, no, like there's still people that need to recognize that this happened. Like, we're never past that.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will admit that we're in a place now that we're not where we were years ago. Mm-hmm. Thank God. But there's still so much improvement that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And just going back to when we were kids, slavery was, I always felt bad about slavery, but I never really could connect to it. I don't know why, being an African American. But that's just coming from my point of view. I just know that it was a terrible situation, and we still need to recognize this, that this happened in our country. And the fact that what Ariana brought up of how they're trying to get rid of the Trail of Tears and about the Indian reservation and how that didn't happen. Like, no, we need to let our kids know that this did happen.
Yeah.
this is a part of history. Mm-hmm. All the bad, but we still have to let these kids know, like, this is a part of history.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder, like, everybody always says that if you want to learn and grow and move on from something, you always have to accept and admit, you mm-hmm. know, not to do like AA meetings on us, but like, the, you know, the first step is accepting you have a problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like America has a problem where they will deny and they will turn. Sorry about that. First of all, America has a problem with colorblindness. Mm-hmm. I always want to say mm-hmm. that, you know, racism doesn't exist anymore. Shit like that. Yeah. But
I don't see color. I hate when that conversation.
I hate that.
It's like, man, that's probably the most racist ever. I hate when they say
color. It's just basically you not recognizing that we have racism in this country.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't see color. Like, as in, I'm not racist. Like, no.
It's like that bystander effect.
Yeah.
Where, mm-hmm. you know, you see bullying happen, but you're just allowing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowing racism to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying for white people to take away our voice or to, you know, try to be our voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just asking, you know, I'm just asking for some allies. Because I know... You know, I know for a fact that, you know, we can't do this on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to start from, you know, within. And if the system was built for white people, we need white people to help change that system. And I recognize that. Is it something I like? It's hard, yeah. It's hard mm-hmm. to be okay with that. The fact that, you know, I have to rely on white people for me to even get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But even, like... In jobs, when you're working, you know how it's like the switch where you have to like sound like a certain type of person.
We have to use our white voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
talk
like
proper.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but of course, in your job, you should always talk properly. But it's like you have to make it. Oof. You have to like talk in a way that white people will accept you. And it's like, why do I have to? Why is it that they can't accept me, but I have to accept them? Because racism isn't our problem. It isn't people of color problem. It's a white problem. Like, and now we have to fix it. Like, no.
And there was something you just said, like, we have to talk proper.
Yeah.
Why is it that white people and the way that they speak is proper?
Mm-hmm.
Why is
that's
it
that, a great point.
I mean,
that
like,
is a great point. That's a great observation. Wow.
I mean, like, when...
Who
when
set the standard of proper?
Yeah.
Who set the standard of what's proper or not? Like, I'm sorry. Was it, you know, the old English people that immigrated from England?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, who said that was the proper thing? I just don't get that. You know, if you think about it, every single thing, they really do find anything that they can to oppress us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
And then they blame us.
And people really, like, it amazes me how people don't believe that there's racism.
Yeah.
Like, when people don't believe that there is police brutality.
Especially now in this day and age when we get video proof
mm-hmm.
and still fail to acknowledge that it's going on.
Yeah.
I don't understand, it makes no sense to me.
And then they get angry with us, like, when we try to get out of that and try to get out of where we are. And
now,
like,
we have to change. Like, now we have to, make sure you tell them if you're going to go in your purse, like, tell them where your purse is. It's like, we have to go through all this stuff just to feel safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why, like, ugh.
And then it's like, and I'm not saying because I know from experience, but seeing it, you know, like with your, you know, you want to keep your hands up,
mm-hmm.
but then they're asking you to get your license and your registration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what the heck happens if I, you know, move my hands?
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can't win.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double-edged sword. You lose and you fall on it either way.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what sucks even more is that, you know, our oppression doesn't just come from, you know, from with cops, doesn't come just from, you know, our school system, because the school to prison pipeline is very real.
Mm-hmm.
It's very prominent in poor communities, but it's like within poor communities themselves, it is a struggle for people to get out of that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what's crazy is that when people do get out of that, we look down on them because they're like, look at you, you're trying to be like a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, how are we supposed to grow?
My gosh.
What?
Yeah. Oh my God. I literally used to be called in middle school Oreo.
Oh.
Oh man.
There's so many, like, you're white on the inside but dark on the outside. It's yeah. That was really irritating. I don't know if men were like called that. I don't know.
Yes,
but
they were.
I know
yeah,
women
they were.
Were.
I know they a couple of friends that would call them like that, and they're not friends anymore.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It sucks. It's like, why is talking, like what you said, why is talking proper white? Like, why?
Yeah.
Just because you articulate yourself, you mm-hmm. have to relate it to another race. Why? Mm-hmm. Why can't? It's just like, that's just the way I was raised to talk. Like, that's how I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
Why does having a good education mean that you're white?
Exactly.
Why is it that if you live in a rich neighborhood, you're white?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You can't even better yourself without being considered a white person.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is not to say, you know, we're not saying it's all white people, obviously. No one's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's time for, you know, white people to really recognize that they do have a privilege. And yeah, it's hard, and I'm sure that, you know, for white people, they hate the fact that, or maybe they don't, but, you know, they have a privilege. But I mean, you can't get rid of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even white people in poor communities have more privilege than minorities. And that's what sucks.
Yeah.
Like the drug problem, you know, Nixon and Reagan and for, you know, presidents since now, you know, they've always allowed the war on drugs to happen and to continue. And they don't realize that, like, it was designed and created to target black people.
That's what broke down the Black Panther Party.
Yeah. We should talk about this another time, but the Black Panther movement is still considered a terrorist group.
A terrorist group, yeah.
And it was considered it over, you know, the KKK.
Over the KKK, mm-hmm. yep. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in another time. But, you know, the war on drugs, it's like, white people do more drugs.
And they do the harder stuff.
They do the harder stuff. Like, but, you know, black people are going to prison for like 20 years for a gram of weed.
The fact of the crack cocaine epidemic is, because if you guys don't know, like, cocaine is normally a drug that's kind of associated with white people.
Mm-hmm.
But black people like to fry stuff. So that turned into crack. And as you see, like, all the charges and offenses that come their way,
mm-hmm.
it's not reciprocated to the white people as far as mm-hmm. their cocaine usage. It's not mm-hmm. seen as bad, but.
Yeah,
it,
like,
goes back to the epidemic of it. I gotta finish Spanish.
But yeah, like, I think that's crazy to me.
Like, marijuana will get you 14 years, but like, if you get caught doing like heroin in the street, it's like, oh, don't do it again, and put you back on the street.
Don't do it again.
It's like, oh, I'm totally not gonna do it again. But it's like a continuing cycle. It's like, kids who are like 16, they get caught with like an ounce of weed, and it's like,
it's on your record
that forever. Ruins their that causes mass incarceration right there. Like, they can't get out of that whole cycle mm-hmm. of going back to jail. It's like, what am I gonna do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can't get jobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? When you go to jail, you can't vote.
Oh, we got
a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, me and Ariana was having this conversation one day.
Oh, you can wait. But somebody in our class, I don't know. You could pay taxes, but you can't vote.
Oh,
come on.
Voter suppression, let's just
come on.
Very hard in, you know, minority communities. Mm-hmm. But, like, dang, I just can't get over to the fact that they really do, they target us with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Food stamps, even. I remember when my family was on food stamps. They looked down on us because mm-hmm. of that. I mean, they really shame us for being poor. And then they shame us if we get out of that.
Mm-hmm. I can't run away from it.
You can't run away from it. Racism follows you everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, even people that get out of, you know, poor communities and they make it big time,
mm-hmm.
they're still going to face that shit.
You know what's even worse, though?
What?
Black people who don't like to recognize white people's racism.
Ooh, same thing with Latinos, yeah.
It makes me so irritated. It's like, you just living around here, walking on campus, like, everything's okay. Like, going to UNCG is great. It's diverse. But, like, we're not really together. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw somebody in the cab with a Make America Great Again hat. But we're diverse, so it's good. Like, no, like.
Ugh. That was, like, when there was a lot of people that, you know, a lot of Latinos that voted for Trump.
Yeah.
They voted for a man that hates us.
Yeah.
They allowed him in office. And look at what he's doing.
And what has he done for you?
Yeah.
It's like people who voted for Donald Trump. It's like, I want to ask, like, what has he done for you?
What has he done? And, you know, I don't even mean that in, like, a negative way or, like, anything. But I really want someone to tell me what exactly has Donald Trump done beneficial in his time in office.
Directly towards you.
Directly. Because everybody said that they're making his life, their lives better. But what has he done?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I haven't seen a change. If anything, I've seen more hate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And more separation.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure we'll end up touching the subject at one point, but, you know, the definition of genocide directly talks about, you know, taking children from a specific group away from their, you know, culture and putting them into other, you know, their own group.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what they're doing with the kids in the cages.
That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, it is a whole other discussion. Disgusting. But
yeah,
we're allowing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll literally find any way to be racist and to hate us. And it makes me wonder, what did we do? We didn't do anything. And yet we're being treated like this. Mm-hmm. And it's not even as bad as it was. I could not, at least in America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure how it is in other nations. But, like, it's bad now.
Yeah.
But just to imagine, you know,
how it was in the 60s.
How it was.
Yeah.
I mean, they.
It's.
Seeing the videos of, you know, them with the hoses.
Oh my God.
The dogs and.
The dogs.
Sick and
them. They did that recently at like a rally they did.
At Charlottesville, I think.
I think so, yeah. And they had the tear gas on. That.
It's just. It's sad. It's not even sad. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so gross. And I remember when President Obama was elected and they hung piñatas of him.
Mm-hmm.
They lynched his. It's so hard talking about that because they did not care. They called him a monkey. They talked about Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like his whole campaign was, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
About change.
It was about change. And white people didn't change.
Simply because he was black.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because he was black.
But we got Donald Trump. I mean, and since Donald Trump took office, it's been like division. Like, I remember waking up that morning when he won.
I cried.
It was like we went to school and it was like something shifted in the world. Like,
yeah.
There's something wrong.
It felt different when I was on campus, and I just remember walking to class and I just felt like an eerie feeling walking on campus, like, this man is really our president. Like, we really allowed him. But do you think it comes to the voters, though, of why we elected him? Because I feel like, for me,
technically,
I mean, due to his cheating in the election,
vote, though, the popular really vote was for Hillary.
Yeah. Was it 3 million?
It was about 3 million.
Yeah.
That was the Electoral College.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you think about it, people still voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he still has support.
You have to look at your friends differently. Like, I have white friends, and it's like in my mind, like, oh, did they vote for Donald Trump?
And it's like, almost like a secretive thing. Like, you don't want to ask people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, be prideful of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know you voted for him. Just say you did. It's like, now you're ashamed of it. Like, why are you ashamed of it? That's just, you being ashamed of it recognizes that he's doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's so weird, snaps for that.
Yeah, the only, like, speaking of the people that have voted for Donald Trump, the reasons that I've heard is, oh, he represents not the status quo of the American presidents. Like, he's going to do whatever he wants to do in office. He's going to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because he's a businessman.
Yeah, because he's a businessman. But we're 3 years later, what has he done?
What has he done?
I mean, his slogan was "Make America Great Again."
When was it great?
When was it?
Was it slavery?
When was it great?
It has never been great.
Nope.
When was there a peace?
You guys talking, like, I mean, like, they're probably talking about, like, economic prosperity, but I mean, come on. When is economic prosperity better than, like, and it's over, you know, minorities. Like, they really, they care more about the economy than they do about
people.
Mm-hmm. People.
Literally just a whole bunch of ambitious people in the White House who only care about money and not people.
And then they want to say like, oh, but we're one race. We're the human race. Then treat us like a human, man.
Exactly, yeah.
Stop denying the fact that, you know, they're killing us. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but like, they are genuinely killing us.
And I think that's what hurts the most, the refusal to acknowledge what's going on. Like, I don't understand how people can see everything that's going on in the world and not speak up and say, oh no, this isn't happening. This is fake.
Or they try to say that it's worse in other countries, but you know, we're not in other countries. Exactly. I'm sorry. We're in America.
So let's address what's going on now.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, I hate when people do that. You know, they kind of minimize our problems.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're minimizing us.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be minimized. If, you know, minorities make up most of the American population, should we not have the most say?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We're not talking about taking away white people privilege. We're not talking about, you know, taking away their status. We're just asking to be seen as equals. And if we can just share that,
mm-hmm.
just share privilege. Like, I'd love it.
But they don't recognize their privilege.
Yeah, they don't recognize their
privilege. They don't even know what white privilege is. Like, literally, I watched the Netflix series I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And literally, one of the ladies was like, what if black people were to have privileges? Like, what privilege? And they're like, oh, they have a lot of scholarships.
Oh,
they get a lot of scholarships.
And oh, I mean, like affirmative action?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like,
thanks. We're just a quota. Thanks.
I'm so glad that, you know,
like,
they care
the
about
fact
that
we have to tell schools that they're supposed to admit a certain amount of people of color just shows, again, racism.
Yeah.
In schools.
Look at the medical. I mean, look at medicine. How they say that black women have a higher pain tolerance.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
And black women are more likely to die during childbirth
mm-hmm.
than any other race because they don't give them enough. Oh my God.
That's nasty.
That's sick. If people could just realize just how disgusting racism is, like, I mean, like, it's not even just like that it's bad. It's just disgusting.
Mm-hmm. My thing is like, what are you really mad for? Because I'm a different skin color than you, you know?
That's so childish.
I don't.
It's so childish.
I mean, like, that's really, honestly, if we really get to the root of racism.
It's such a simple question, but I just want to know, like, what is the issue of being a different color?
What is the issue with being a different color? I mean, like, someone answer it, please. I mean, not us, but, like, someone out there.
What is the issue?
Where's the beef?
It's the slave master mentality.
Mm.
You know how, like, you hear, like, oh, you have that slave mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't get out of it. They also have the slave master mentality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're supposed to control everything. We have this land. Like, no.
It's like what you said earlier. We're the ones that are supposed to be changing. And
yeah.
We're the problem.
Yeah.
Why? It's genuine confusion for me as to why we live in the world we do today. And it makes me sad to think that, like, you know, I'm terrified to have a kid and to bring them into this world because mm-hmm. it's so fucked up here.
It's so selfish. You think of it in a selfish way. It's like, wow, I don't want to bring you here to like mm-hmm. experience this because it's not fun.
Yeah, because the conversation will be had with our children,
mm-hmm.
what goes on in this world, how you're not seen as an equal,
you're
not treated as an equal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, white people have the talk, and their talk is the birds and the bees. But you know, when minorities have the
multiple
talk,
multiple talks.
Yeah, you know, our talks is like, hey, if you're out at night,
mm-hmm.
don't look suspicious.
Yeah.
You know, if you see a cop,
be respectful,
answer all his questions. Mm-hmm. You know, like, try to always carry around your ID with you.
Mm-hmm. Don't be with a big crowd.
Yeah, don't be with a big crowd.
Don't blast your music in your car.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't look, you know, suspicious. Mm.
And
then you know what? We look suspicious even when we're trying not to look suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't win. Dang, man. That sucks. And it's like, you know, it's crazy to me because, like, we could laugh about this because, honestly, it's funny if we think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that we can't win. Yeah. There's really no... We stuck, bro. It's like Get Out, but like for a whole nation. Yeah.
No, but oh, there's man. Some people, you said Get Out. Some people don't understand the movie Get Out.
Yeah, they don't. That's the
It's
tea.
Like literally showing how you can never get out.
That's the thesis. Yeah.
It's a loophole. Kidding. It's a trick. Life is a trick. It's a game.
Man. Spoiler alert.
I mean, I guess let's see. If we're supposed to represent the guy from Get Out, I guess America's the girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why she looks so basic.
Basic.
She's like Lady Liberty over there. Like,
yeah, America's the trick.
And he got suckered into that. Mm-hmm. And then, just I mean, like
the,
that. Yeah, well,
I America's mean, the belief. It's
just
the trick.
Think about that, because they always say everybody wants the American dream.
Oh, yeah.
What is the American dream?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good. Mm-hmm. Snaps for us.
We
got to
talk about that one.
That's a good one, because obviously the American dream is not what's cracked up to me. Mm-hmm. Dang, you know, I sometimes wish my grandparents never left Colombia. I'm like, was it really as bad as it is here? It probably was. That's probably real.
Yeah. I'm like thinking, I'm like, hold up.
Let me stop myself. Columbia, because
it might be. Yeah, Colombia. Yeah. You talking about Colombia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit. Right. That was real loud. We should probably. But I mean, yeah, that's obviously, though, it just sucks.
Yeah.
I wish we'd get. Honestly,
we got to be better. I don't.
As people,
we gotta be better.
Do you think our generation,
not us, but like,
you think our generation could fix racism?
Yeah, that sucks.
Or like better recognize their privilege and their like in being racist, like yeah, check I mean, people. Like if you see racism in like the grocery store, are you gonna be the one to check it? Like, ma'am, you shouldn't.
I hope so.
Because
I say it all the time. You know, like I hope if I was ever in that position, I'd be able to say something.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, you never know. When you're in that position, what exactly is going to happen?
Because
mm-hmm. in certain situations, I think I'd be real scared to say something.
Because,
mm-hmm. I mean...
But why do we feel scared?
Because of what they could do. Mm-hmm. The potential that they have to hurt us.
Yeah.
It's terrifying to me. I mean, like, if they really wanted to, they...
Emotionally.
Like, physically, too. You never know.
Of, like, oh...
I feel like we're in a constant, like, at least for me, I don't want to speak for you guys, but, like, it's, like, this constant, like, mentality of just, like, shit. Like, if I say the wrong thing in front of a white person, that could be it.
That could be it, yeah.
Because you think about the outcome of how, let's say, for instance, how they were reported to a police officer, you're already at a disadvantaged position, and you know how that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think of it like a white person will call 911 on just any black person.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if a cop shows up, I mean, like, they're...
You have the possibility of dying.
Yeah.
And you know, what sucks is that, like, for police training, they always say that getting your gun shouldn't be the last resort. You know, you always try to just de-escalate the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But getting their gun is their favorite thing when it comes to black people.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, you know, any minority. But it's just, like, that sucks, man.
Yeah. You notice the first thing they do as soon as they approach the car, hand on the hip.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, intimidation right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do it on purpose.
Yeah.
They're always looking for something. Dang. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for our first show. Oh, wow.
I think we covered a lot. Yeah. Like, in the
we really did.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Hopefully we'll be back. And, you know, hopefully we can... continue this.
We got more.
We do have more to come.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
This is America political time. We do not have copyrights to that. Childish Gambino, please don't come for us.
Please. Seriously.
We love you though.
Yeah.
We appreciate
you.
This is America.
We're going to take this right here.
So hopefully we'll be back same time next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.